So welcome all, and again, Merry Christmas. I'd like to ask you, how many of you saw our Christmas banner lit up as you drove into or by the parking lot? Anyone? The one who put it there. Well, notice it going out, because it's a solar spotlight, and it was really hard to get it ramped up this week, but we finally got it going, and so there is a light right there, the miracle of solar, which of course pales in comparison to the miracle that we celebrate tonight. That happened that first Christmas night. Now, beneath our banner also, I want you to notice as you go out and head home, is a set of electric lights that spell out joy. Only the J burned out. So it now reads, oi. So it's not plugged in, but it's all glittery and everything, and you can even see that with the solar spotlight. And of course, that's sort of appropriate. That Yiddish word is a reminder that our Savior, the Messiah, Christ, the Anointed One, was born one night when his Jewish mom and dad were on a trip that Luke tells us was in some way related to taxes to be paid to Rome. Oy. Well, that's a segue into another joke, but not about taxes. An Episcopal priest and a Jewish rabbi were discussing promotion possibilities within their religions. And the priest whispered to the rabbi at one point that he was up for dean of the cathedral. And the rabbi was very impressed. Wow, great. And so what comes after that? Well, the priest said, well, it's possible. If I keep going and do well, I could become a bishop. Great, said the rabbi, mazel tov. And then what? Well, I guess there's presiding bishop, but that person doesn't really have more power than, say, the bishop of Hawaii. But there's that position as well. Well, wow. And then what? Well, jeepers, says the priest. I mean, what do you expect me to become? God? Well, said the rabbi, one of our boys made it. Power is key in Luke's story. Caesar Augustus, insisting on a universal tax census, making everybody travel to the home of their ancestors, and on Christmas Eve of all times. Yet the King of Kings is born in simple surroundings. And of course, really the first group to hear about it is a group of despised, dirty, downtrodden shepherds. It's hard to wrap your heads around God taking human form. Even harder to think, maybe, that God, when he took human form, was laid in a feeding trough. That was his first place where he was laid. Our first view of Jesus, God incarnate, Christ, the Messiah, our first view of him is as a baby, the most vulnerable and innocent of human forms, laid in a container that's used to feed animals. Ian Markin Dean of Virginia Theological Seminary, describes it in this way. God comes to us in Jesus, a dependent infant, to nourish those who are also dependent. We're all dependent, and so we're all nourished by this. Jesus came into this world to turn things upside down, to remind us of the importance of love, of nurture, of hospitality. And even as I talk about hospitality, and we seek and strive to practice it, I am aware that perhaps some of you may feel as if you don't fully belong here. Maybe you never or rarely ever go to church. And maybe you do have a hard time wrapping your head around all these Bible stories about this little baby, and then even bigger stories about the Easter story, a crucified and resurrected man. Maybe the rituals seem foreign to you. And yes, I've also heard the judgments of some TV preachers who tell folks that, you know, you don't really belong in the church until you change your beliefs. You set them right. You change your ways. I've heard various official church pronouncements telling people what they need to believe in and what they need to do if they want to be properly credentialed and have a place at the table. So tonight, I get a chance to practice some Christmas stable hospitality. And so here it is, no matter who you are or where you are on your journey on life. Man, woman, rich, poor, people of different races and nations, immigrants, natural-born citizens, married, divorced, single, straight, gay, saints and sinners, believers and doubters, longtime church members, and people who can't remember where their parents never used to go to church. You belong here. That's the Christmas message. You belong to God, and as a result, you belong here, without condition and without reservation. You are right where God means you to be right now. And we all belong to one another. I may see you next week. I may not see you until Easter lilies are around the altar. I may never see you again. I hope to see you again, by the way. We're open every Sunday morning at 7:15 and 9:30. And if you miss us one Sunday, we're here again the next Sunday. So I do want you to know that you're very welcome. But one way or the other, you belong to God, and you belong here. There are no strangers here, and no one is a visitor on the outside looking in. We are the people of the stable, not the inn. A bright star is blinking in the sky above, and hopefully that solar spotlight is still lighting up our Christmas banner, pointing to this place and announcing, "Welcome all, and Merry Christmas to all."